The United States has a disastrous history of military intervention and regime change around the world, which has brought suffering to millions of people, it's bankrupted our country, dishonored our troops, and it's undermined our national security. We must end this policy now before we get into yet another military conflict, this time in Venezuela. Now, President Trump and his administration have already instituted heavy sanctions on Venezuela. They've doubled down on their position that all options are on the table. I wholeheartedly support the Venezuelan people as they fight for a free and fair democracy. But the United States should not be in the business of intervening, of picking who should lead their country, and we certainly should not be threatening military action. Venezuela poses no threat to the United States. Congress has not authorized the United States to go to war in Venezuela, and there's no justification for our country to violate the sovereignty of the Venezuelan people. Now, the reality is that threats of U.S. military action and regime change in Venezuela is undermining ongoing efforts to convince North Korea to give up their nuclear weapons program, which exists because Kim Jong-un sees it as the only deterrent against U.S.-led regime change. Now, President Trump is promising North Korea we will not wage regime change war against them, but at the same time is simultaneously threatening regime change in Venezuela. North Korea is going to look at President Trump's actions, not at empty promises. The United States needs to stay out of Venezuela and let the Venezuelan people determine their own future.